Good?
Yeah.
Okay. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the municipal building and distributed to the Hunter Review, Courier News, the Express Times, Hunter County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. All please rise for a flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our servicemen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So our last meeting of 2017, my second year as mayor, and I got reelected, so I'll be here again as a committee member for the next 3 years. And with that, next year at the January 3rd reorg at 6 p.m., it was confirmed that Senator Doherty will be here. Is that correct, Karen?
Yes.
You sent it to swear in myself and Tom and the mayor and deputy mayor. So I look forward to, you know, seeing somebody that, you know, you know, one of our other fellow elected officials of a little higher up the food chain coming here to swear us in, which is a bit exciting. With that, presentation of minutes, we have the minutes from the regular meeting of December 6th, 2017. Any changes or a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve, if there's no changes, the minutes of December 6th of 2017 regular meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Then we have the minutes of the executive session for December 6th, 2017. A motion or changes?
No changes for me.
Make a motion to accept the minutes of executive meeting for December 6th, 2017.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay, now we have, can I get a motion to open to public comment limited to agenda items only?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Public comment, agenda items only section for public comment.
We have time to ask Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hall Road. What are you amending on the LoSAP?
I made a mistake on a value, a couple values, and just amongst looking at numbers way too long, I clearly, and then in my process, I found them again.
That's all I have. I want to ask for sure, and then I thought more.
Yep. Seeing none, can I get a motion to close?
I'll make a motion to close to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. We have a proclamation, Township of Lebanon School Choice. Whereas all children of the Township of Lebanon should have access to the highest quality education possible, and whereas the Township of Lebanon recognizes the important role that effective education plays in preparing all students in the Township of Lebanon to be successful adults, and whereas quality education is critically important to the economic vitality of the Township of Lebanon, and whereas the Township of Lebanon is home to a multitude of high-quality public and non-public schools for which parents can choose for their children in addition to families who educate their children in the home, and whereas education variety not only helps to diversify our economy but also enhances the vibrance of our community, and whereas the Township of Lebanon has many high-quality teaching professionals in all types of school settings who are committed to educating our children, and whereas School Choice Week is celebrated across the country by millions of students, parents, educators, schools, and organizations to raise awareness of the need for the effective educational options. Now, therefore, the mayor and township committee do hereby recognize January 21st through the 27th of 2018 as Township of Lebanon School Choice Week and call their observance to the attention of all of our citizens. Can I get a motion to approve the proclamation?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Thank you. Resolutions. Resolutions 117-2017, cancel delinquent taxes for 2017. Whereas the statute allows for the amount of $10 or less of delinquent taxes to be canceled, there are 28 block and lots that fall under this criteria for a total of $7.33. Can I get a motion to approve the cancellation of the delinquent taxes?
I'll make a motion to approve the cancellation of the delinquent taxes for 2017, Resolution 117-2017.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Then we have Resolution 118-2017, the cancel overpaid taxes for 2017, which also allows for the amount of $10 and less to be of overpaid taxes to be canceled, where we have 36 block and lots with overpaid for a total of $3.29. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 And we have from our CFO transfers that need to be made for the 2000. Whereas under the provisions of local budget law, certain transfers are allowable in the 2017 budget and shall become necessary to expend amount in excess of the respective sums appropriated, therefore, and there shall be an excess in one and more appropriations and essentially allow transfers. So we have a transfer of totaling $76,799.20. Can I get a motion to approve the transfers for Resolution 119-2017?
I'll make that motion to approve the transfers, Resolution 119-2017.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay, then we have Resolution 120-2017, which is amending the resolution we did actually last year. In this process, along the way, I didn't realize as the coordinator I needed to send this paperwork to Lincoln Financial. I'll call this to be my ignorance that I figured once we passed it here, it just went to finance, and then they did the magic stuff that they usually do. And so then it was kind of reminded to me to say, hey, this is kind of sitting out there because I realized it never got added. So this was pertaining to the qualifying year that was done in the end of last year. In the process of going through this with Lincoln Financial, I recognized there was three people that somehow or another, I don't know, I could just only acquire it to looking at numbers for way too long, I messed up. It changed one from 600 to 700, and then it changed another one from 600 to 700, and then it changed one from 600 to 300 as far as what their qualifying year contribution was. Actually dropped the value by $100 in total of what the contribution was. Since then, this paperwork has been submitted to Lincoln Financial. They have it. They were supposed to have the invoice back to us. I don't know if Joanne got it or not, but according to Greg, as long as we approve this tonight, and if she does have it, he can still get it, and it can still be pulled from the 2016 budget.
He said he'll manually write a check.
Right, exactly. So,
what do we do different now than we didn't do before?
What do you mean?
As far as calculating,
you mentioned
a spreadsheet.
I had a spreadsheet for every year that they had contributions, and somehow or another, I can only guess when I was copying and pasting stuff over from one spreadsheet to another, taking out rescue, taking out ones that I somehow messed up in here. And I don't have an answer. All I can say is that when I went through it for my probably umpteenth time, I said, there's a mistake here. How the heck did I make this mistake? And it was more frustrating to try to figure out how I made this mistake because I couldn't figure that one out 100%.
Did we provide that summary that was requested by the finance board?
Yes.
We did.
Yeah. Yep. They wanted basically what we've done. I talked to the guy, and he basically wanted to know what we've done since the GRC report. And so we sent them the bylaws from the fire department, and we sent them the new ordinance, which is really what the big part of what he was interested in. So.
And just for clarity on this, that the qualifying year changed from year certain years.
Correct.
Started at 300,
yes.
Went up to 600, and then ended at so far at 700. Just
correct.
So everyone knows why there's a difference. On
right, that. And that's and I my only guess is somewhere along the way is the one with the 600 and the 700 ones. I think I know why, but the 300 ones I don't understand why
happens,
how I
man.
Made the mistake.
You know, I just want to make sure everyone knows that there was
fluctuating
rates
based on the year it was changed over the years. So
right.
That's, like I said, there it is. So it was resolution 120-2017. If I can get a motion to approve.
I will make a motion to approve resolution number 120-2017, amending resolution number 96-2016, approving LOSUP payments to certain Lebanon Township Fire Company members.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's frustrating when you do something and you can't figure out why, though, it happened. But it's, anyway, it's resolved, at least, hopefully.
Do it.
Okay, so we have no old business. No one has any other old business to bring up. Okay, so new business. First one is the application for a raffle license, which is Friends of Memorial Park, January 13th, 2018, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., to benefit the Friends of Memorial Park. This is during the Winter Festival, I believe. Can I get a motion to approve the raffle?
Go ahead.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Then I don't know if this is this doesn't really, from what I understand, this is really just a more along the lines of correspondence. It's really a notification from the county that they're interested. I don't think they're looking for any approval here.
Did they ask the same question as the SAPC if there was any interest in the town?
No, there's no form. It's just a notification that these are parcels that fell over the criteria that they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 six parcels in Lebanon Township that fell within their criteria that they recognized as their SADC County Planning Incentive Grant pay grade, you know, that they recognize as potential, how do they call it? County's current method of targeting parcels for preservation is utilizing GIS to select any farmland accessed parcels within the county agriculture development area that is either greater than 40 acres or adjacent to a farm permanently preserved through the Agriculture Retention and Development Act. So basically these six parcels fit that criteria and they're just kind of notifying us. I don't think they're asking for anything for us to do.
Because of the second paragraph, where is this? If there are any parcels on the list? I'm sorry, wait.
To be removed or added.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if we know of any plans for the ones that are on
there. Yes, if you have any plans for it. So I thought it was similar to the SADC where you... Okay.
I don't think there's anything we have to take any action on. And it's just, I think more of... I view it more as a correspondence notification from them than anything
that's
else.
Fine. I'm misunderstanding.
No, it's kind of vague a little bit, too.
Yeah, I thought the SADC asked for you to let them know if you had any interest. And I thought that's what this letter...
I don't read it that way.
If you please let us know if you have any interest in it.
And they said that nobody's been notified on this list, and basically that they wouldn't like coming seeking people that are on this list.
Right.
If people didn't apply, they would. If there wasn't enough people applying and they had the money left over, they might come out and see if anybody on this list wants it.
Right. Yeah, I just see it as more of a notification to us. I don't think there's anything that we have to.
Right. Like if we had something going on one of these properties, something planned,
right,
that's why they were coming to you.
Like you said, you don't want it, right? Mike said you don't want it, right?
I said I had no knowledge. Mine, for full disclosure, my property I own is on their list, and I have no knowledge that it was on the list. I've not approached them. I have nothing to do with it.
Then we have the server we have is failing, and so we got a quote to replace our server and the labor to basically transfer all the data and bring it up to, you know, set it up. So the price of the server is $2,865.06, and then it's $900 in labor to set it up and transfer all the data and get it on our network, et cetera. And in reviewing it, the price of the server, well, one, Dell's a state contract, so we don't have to get a quote there. And quite frankly, as a, you know, the gentleman who we contract is about half of pretty much anybody I contract with commercially, so I think the guy's quite reasonable. So, so I don't see any problem with the value that he's putting to it to set up the server. And I think, you know, last thing we need is our server to go down and lose stuff. So, and Karen talked to Greg, and there's still value in her budget for the office. So if I could get a motion to approve the purchase of the new server and get it set up for the municipal office, that would be great.
I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of the new server and get it set up for the municipal office.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. With that, presentation of vouchers.
I have one planning board, Michael Bowen, our planner for the open space and recreation plan services in the amount of $1,889 even. That's all I have.
We're not doing B's first? When are the B's going to come up?
Comment, public comment.
Okay, oh, all right. I don't have anything that applies, so they're all under.
Okay, I have one for Finch Fuel Oil Company for fuel oil for the fire department and the library, totaling $1,563.99.
I have a couple. One is a reimbursement to Lori Hoffman of the Historians Committee, which comes out of the Historians Dedicated Donation Fund. This is to reimburse for purchase of pottery, ribbons, and candy for mugs that they solicit donations for that group. So that's a fundraising endeavor. one for Tietmeyer Electric. This is for $1,640 for running conduit to the new calcium snow melt pump at the DPW facility. Also for DPW from Aquatech USA, $1,220.68 for cascade coagulant in the DPW wash bay. Bayer Reese Engineering, $2,422.50 for work related to the Hickory Run beam guide rail replacement, for which we have a state grant. Cooperative Communications, $1,337.65 for November. Then a pure budgetary item from Lebanon Township General Capital Fund to our 2017 Budget Appropriation Capital Improvement Fund. So it's purely accounting. It's kept in the general fund through the year for covering payroll and the like in between tax collections. It moves $315,500 to the capital fund. Similar concept for transfers from the current fund to the Accumulated Absence Trust Fund, $45,000.
I have one here for Ford Motor Credit Company. It's a lease payment on the 2017 Police Inceptor SUV. It's a payment one of three, $13,718.19. I also have one for the Township of Tewksbury. This is for our shared court. Fourth quarter 2017, $9,470.25. And for Gephardt and Kiefer, professional service rendered, $3,754.89.
Can I get a motion to approve the vouchers?
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. The tax collector's correspondence report for the months of October and November. Taxes year 2017, $1,007,580.29. Taxes year 2016, $34,640.01. Taxes year 2018, prepaid, $4,432.30. Trailer court fee, $2,220. Interest, $10,206.37. Municipal lien redemption, $2,539.99. Outside lien redemption, $57,628.03. Return premium, $42,100. In lieu of taxes, $404.20. Pre-tax sale cost, $689.87. For a total of $1,120,341.05. Then we have the November one is taxes year 2017, $4,023,667.60. Then taxes 2018 prepaid, $33,671.93. Interest, $2,518.26. Municipal lien, $5,098.77, for a total of $4,064,956.56. Then we have a letter from Senate President Sweeney regarding his our correspondence and such during the
public meetings, open public records.
Yes, I can never say the acronym or name. Then we have a memo from our planning board clerk for the planning board recommendations. We have our class one mayor term, our class three committee printing person's term, which is up. Then our class 2 1-year term will be filled by Adam Duckworth, who is the liaison from the EOSC. Rick Weiler will fill the class 4 for a 4-year term. Darrow Schmidt will also fill a class 4 for a 4-year term. And E.J. Skidmore would be a recommendation for a class 4 for a 2-year term on the alternate number 2. Then we got a memo from our recycling coordinator, Joanne Fessinelli. We had on October 14, 2017, at the Public Works garage, we had advanced recovery there to collect electronics recycling. We had 255 residents participate, collecting a total of 31,202 pounds or 15.6 tons of material, which was printers, TVs, projection TVs, CRT TVs, monitors, stereos, LCD monitors, computers, AC units, microwaves, refrigerators, miscellaneous, light iron, total cost was $3,190 with the electronics and the refrigerant collection. And then we have the minutes from the historians that was held on Thursday, November 9th. And they received their ornaments. This is the letter that you had gotten, I guess.
Brian sent.
That's Brian sent, sorry.
Yeah.
For the Hagedorn. Okay. That's pretty much it. Thank you. Anything else for correspondence or any? And can I get a motion to open a public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 It's now open to public comment for anything that anybody desires. Well, maybe.
Please.
Thank you. My name is Paul Zmeda. I live at 169 Buffalo Hollow Road, and I've been in the township now for just about 20 years. I'm a beekeeper now for 5 years. I wanted to address the committee on new legislation that's coming down, new rules that's coming that will affect beekeeping in the state. I'm the beekeeper, current vice president of the Northwest New Jersey Beekeepers Association, which is a one of the chapters of the New Jersey Bee Association. It's the group that handles over, it's about 1,200 beekeepers in the state. Northwest has about 150 beekeepers from Hunterdon and Warren counties. It includes hobbyists, sideliners, commercial beekeepers, and their experiences from one season to decades. I mean, we have one beekeeper in the group that's been beekeeping since 1953. Wow. So there's quite a range of experience in there. In Lebanon Township, in the Northwest Association, there's 10 beekeepers. Six of those beekeepers will be negatively affected by the new legislation, so 60%. Just here tonight to make you aware of these regulations and how they're going to restrict beekeeping in the state, both in urban and rural areas. In short, the Department of Agriculture has ignored the intent of the law that was they were directed to produce these regulations 2 years ago in 2015. They were directed to take the ordinance writing away from the municipalities and turn it into a single regulation for the state. The rules will severely restrict beekeeping in both urban and rural areas of the state and impose onerous requirements on beekeepers that are not these requirements are not supported by sound science or facts. There was a small group of citizens from one municipality that was allowed to apply undue influence in the rulemaking process based on their experience with one irresponsible beekeeper. Why were the citizens of Lebanon Township not given the same opportunity to speak of the good that the beekeepers do in our community? Actually, there were no beekeepers at all that got to speak to the Ag Board. These rules were drafted without adequately consulting the New Jersey Bee Association or utilizing the expertise that exists in New Jersey Department of Agriculture. The state apiarist was never consulted. For years, New Jersey Department of Agriculture has had guidelines for keeping bees in populated areas. These guidelines were developed by the state apiarist and have been successfully used to resolve conflict between beekeepers and their neighbors. The new beekeeping rules are a solution looking for a problem. If you read through the rules, most sections of the rules talk about nuisance, not about the bees. It's about how they affect their neighbors. The new beekeeping rules current best practices and nuisance laws are adequate to address these problems that arise between beekeepers and their neighbors. And the draconian measures that they're proposing are basically unnecessary and unenforceable. Proposed amendments to the new rules are completely counter to the spirit of the intent of the law. At a time when most urban cities and states are encouraging hobby beekeeping, the department has proposed standards that will reduce the number of beekeepers and hives in the state and burden beekeepers with unnecessary regulation. According to the department's own website, without a healthy bee population, successful fruit and vegetable production would be at risk. New Jersey's 20,000 bee colonies, valued at $350 per colony, represent $7 million in honeybee industry for the state and contributes to production of nearly $200 million worth of fruits and vegetables. The Department of Agriculture was required by law to consult with various organizations when developing these regulations, including New Jersey Beekeepers Association, the Mid-Atlantic Apiculture Research and Extension Consortium, as well as the League of Municipalities. Both beekeeping organizations, with their collective knowledge of beekeeping, were ignored, and none of their input was considered during the rulemaking process. The Department of Agriculture failed to perform its due diligence. It does not cite one piece of scientific evidence for any of its claims or determinations. It states that they have relied on anecdotal information for developing these regulations. Additionally, the Department of Agriculture did not consult with any experts or scientists, not one commercial beekeeper, professor of agriculture, entomologist. Their beekeeping and honey definitions do not correspond to conventional scientific definitions, and most of their definitions are incorrect and some simply do not make any sense. The proposed regulations amount to a harsh crackdown in New Jersey's beekeeping community, and the Department of Agriculture has not demonstrated any objective reason for the explosion of this red tape. The regulations are discriminatory. Beekeeping is an activity that is open to all, and one does not have to own vast tracts of land in order to keep bees. Beekeeping is legal throughout New York City, five boroughs, Chicago, Washington, D.C., all of which are significantly more densely populated than most of New Jersey. Given that it is indeed possible to safely keep bees in urban areas, cities, and rooftops without any problems, people should not have to jump through oppressive regulatory hoops to keep bees. On behalf of the New Jersey Beekeepers Association and the beekeepers of Lebanon Township, I am asking the Township Committee for its support in opposing these proposed regulations. Please inform the League of Municipalities and the New Jersey Department of Agriculture, of Plant and Industry, of Lebanon Township opposition to these rules. I'd be happy to answer any questions, and I thank you for your time.
Can I just ask what happened in that municipality that put
Africanized
bees or something?
No, we actually don't have Africanized bees in New Jersey or anywhere near us. They had a very irresponsible beekeeper. Mm-hmm. He was actually, from my understanding, an irresponsible neighbor. He had, on a one-acre lot, he had 32 hives, according to what we read online, which is way too many. And from my understanding, he was not a long-time beekeeper. It was just something he picked up, probably bought his hives from someone and decided to put them on his property. He also had rabbits and chickens and something else on his 1 acre. It became a problem. The information that we have is that one of the neighbors was an attorney. This attorney got himself onto, along with PPAC residents, onto the board to make the rules. They were not beekeepers. So if you go through, and there's a couple things in the rules I highlighted here. One of the first things in the summary is a hobbyist beekeeper is a beekeeper who keeps bees and may gift apiary products but engages in no commercial activities involving or related to bees or apiary products, meaning that we cannot sell our honey. We cannot sell our wax. There's at a roadside stand, at a farmer's market, this, according to this, we cannot do it.
What can we do to help?
Well, we are trying to get as many towns and municipalities to write a resolution and get that into the Department of Agriculture and to the League of Municipalities, who was part and parcel to, they were supposed to be involved in the rulemaking, and they were also bypassed. If we can do that, the rules are in public comment now until January 19th. We are encouraging everyone that we know to write to their assemblyman, to their senator, and the Department of Agriculture. And also, as beekeepers, we're making a pretty comprehensive list of comments and getting the comments in. They will have to answer each comment. But we're asking the towns if they can provide a resolution and get that to the Department of Agriculture so that they know that people are aware of what they're trying to do. The last thing, as a municipality, and I discussed this short briefly with Mark the other night, I was at the Environmental Commission meeting, they're looking for the towns to take over the enforcement of these rules. They don't have the budget. And they're looking for, and if you go to, you know, the back end of this,
so up to 9 pages. You're the bee liaison, Brian, next year, by the way. You're the bee liaison for next year, by the way.
Buzz. I'm all for the resolution.
In these 9 pages, there's only 4 pages of actual rules. How rest the summary.
The gentleman in front was 1953 was doing. How big are those bees now?
his assessment of what this will do to the bee population will be a reduction of about 70% to 80% of hives. Jeez. In the state. Hobbyist beekeepers, people who keep less than 10 hives, make up 80% to 85% of the beekeepers in this state. and one hive can
I'm aware of its importance. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, one hive can pollinate up to 50 square miles. That's the extent
they
go. So it's a 3-mile radius, and you do the math, and it comes up to.
Well, and the one thing about that was very arbitrary, the hive limitations.
They do have hive limitations. If you're in, if you're zoned residential, first of all, you have to get a waiver from, and there's no real way to figure out what the process is yet. So you have to notify your neighbors 200 feet. You have to get there. If one of them complains, you have a problem. So for anything a quarter acre or less, no hives, no new hives. If you're a new beekeeper, you cannot have hives. A quarter acre to 5 acres, you can have 2 hives. In a residential zone at 5 acres and up, you can have 10. If you're in an agricultural zone, you can have 40. So there's no science to what they're looking at in terms of number of hives and bee management. In bee management, when you start, the recommendation is to start with 2 hives. And then from there, the next spring, you'll probably be splitting into other hives. And with the loss rate, if you were only allowed to keep 2 hives on a piece of property, you're probably going to be buying bees every year. If, you know, loss rates are anywhere from 40 to 70 or 80%, depending on how the weather goes. So it doesn't sustain itself. Mm. I'm on Buffalo Hollow Road. I have 5 hives there. I have 3 more in East Amwell. Hopefully I get through the winter with 5 mm. hives, and then I'll make splits and make new ones. Mm. It's not a thing that you go into and you put out 40 hives all at once.
No.
And Paul had forwarded me a lot of information that I know, I think Karen had emailed for it. Did you forward all that? Yeah, so in your emails, the second email you had sent, there was a lot more information. I figured it'd be easier just to forward via email.
I didn't want to overburden you at first.
Yeah, but then this way, in your email, you should have a lot of this information that you can go back and review and look through. That had a lot of other information of understanding correspondences and some other resolution examples. I think there was
I actually, since Monday night, I rewrote one and forwarded that to you and as we discussed. So your support would be great.
The
New Jersey beekeepers really, really need this. They tried to push this through in August. They got a lot of pushback. They said they would change it. It came back exactly the same. So I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
If
thank
you have you. Any questions or need any more information, please let me know. You have my email, Mark.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Roy Huffman, Buffalo Hollow Road. I just wanted to thank you all for your service, and I thought we had a good year. And enjoy your cookies.
I can smell them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lori.
And I support his Ethan.
We need more of these.
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Run Road. Paul had a very good point there about our bees. I know our beehives in this township are really suffering due to the bears, due to the weather, mites, and everything else. Strongly agree with them and recommend that you do put some sort of resolution together as far as the bees. They need the help. Without that, we're going to have problems. Next thing, the power station on bottom of Rocky Run at 31, they're now taking down the oil tank. Is that something our engineer, environmental engineer, should be involved? The reason I say is some time ago that tank did leak. And so it does get cleaned up, or do they supply that larger tank? I don't know what the procedures are.
I'm no expert either, so I...
they're doing it right now. The tank is down.
Okay.
I'd rather see it taken care of before it gets covered over, then somebody looks into it. You know,
I would assume that would be the state, anything over 2,000 gallons,
I would think.
Yeah, and there is a removal process. I mean, I haven't reviewed it recently, but there's a final action report required once it is removed.
That's something that would get back to us or just goes to the state?
It would go to the state. I mean, we would have access to it, but it would quantify what was not contained, if there was any leakage and there was any remediation.
I know there was. Back in the summer, it had leaked quite a bit. That's what that the facility is across from the highway, the power and light plant there. It looks like a tent. That's for cleaning the soils. That's why that was installed. So I just wanted to make sure that was addressed.
There's probably an LSRP assigned to it that's required in order to take that action. So.
And the other thing I have a question is, as far as our contracts with our employees, is that public information?
The contracts themselves, of course, once they're passed, are public information. The negotiations, as they're ongoing, are not. So
I understand that.
Once a contract is approved, or actually once it's up for vote, it's a public record.
Or the past ones that are in now.
Sure.
Okay. That was anything I wanted to know. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Sharon, I mean, get the trifecta. Oh, sure, not us, them. Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 As I said, we shouldn't have anything for executive. You don't have anything we need to talk about, Karen, right?
Nope.
So, then seeing nothing for executive, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry, who's second that? Was it Beth or Brian?
I think Brian.
It was me.
Thank you.
I already forgot.
Can I get the names on the planning board appointments, just so I get spellings correct?
Yeah. Oh.